USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The special master is set to review the documents the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago appear deeply skeptical on the argument Trump declassified the documents before leaving office. While the Department of Justice has pointed to classification markings indicating the documents contain national security secrets, Trump's lawyers have not provided evidence of declassification. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he signed a decree on a partial mobilization of Russian citizens on Wednesday, nearly 7 months into his war with Ukraine. In a televised speech, Putin said only citizens who are currently in the reserve will be subject to conscription. McDonald's Corporation has been ordered by a U.S. judge in Los Angeles, California, to defend against media entrepreneur Byron Allen's $10 billion lawsuit accusing the fast food chain of racial stereotyping by not buying advertising time with black-owned media. Germany, in an energy crisis, nationalized Uniper on Wednesday after an earlier multi-billion euro bailout failed to keep the gas importer afloat. The German government also said Vladimir Putin sent oil prices higher by announcing a partial Russian military mobilization. Easton Oliverson, who was put into a medically induced coma after falling from a bunk bed at the Little League World Series in August, has his family suing the Little League organization. The 12-year-old suffered a fractured skull and brain bleeding as a result of the August 15th fall in Williamsport. Country singer-songwriter Luke Bell, who disappeared last month and was found dead several days later in Tucson, Arizona, died of fentanyl poisoning. He was 32. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The director of Feeding Our Future nonprofit and 47 other people were charged Tuesday in what federal prosecutors say was a massive scheme to defraud the government of more than $250 million meant to feed needy children during the pandemic. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger.
By claiming to serve food to needy children when they were not.
Amy Bach, executive director, has pled not guilty. With a treasure trove of evidence in the Biden laptop, Republicans want to investigate Hunter for illegal activities.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee support a resolution that would force President Biden to hand over documents related to his son Hunter's foreign business deals. Committee member and ranking Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky tells Fox and Friends that despite this being a potentially difficult vote, he believes they have enough evidence to look into the matter.
What we have with Hunter Biden are facts. We have people who have come forward who were in business with Hunter Biden. We've had his ex-wife come forward. We've seen emails. We've heard voice messages. We've seen texts that show that Hunter Biden was influence peddling all across the world with our adversaries.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The House Oversight and Reform Committee, run by the Democrat majority, voted down the resolution after nearly 2 hours of debate. Most Republican lawmakers agree the only way to get to the truth is to take back the House in November's midterm elections. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.